Classes of the Neighbor, Week 2, The Thirsty. Day 1, Spiritual Thirst. Jesus came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, and Jacob's fountain was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus by the fountain. There comes a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus says to her, "Give me to drink." Jesus said, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is who says to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldst ask of him that he should give thee living water. Everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall become in him a fountain of water springing up into eternal life." John chapter 4. Arcana Celestia 2702. Since Jacob's fountain signified the Word, the water signified truth, and Samaria signified the spiritual church. The Lord spoke with the woman of Samaria and taught that the doctrine of truth is from him, and that when it is from him, or what is the same, from his Word, it is a fountain of water springing up into eternal life, and that truth itself is living water. What is spiritual thirst? Arcana 49:58 says that to thirst is to desire truth from affection, is because wine and also water denote the truth of faith. What does wine correspond to? Arcana 10:71 says, "The vineyard, or the vine, is the spiritual church, or the man of the spiritual church. The grape, the bunches and clusters of grapes, are its fruit, and they signify charity and what is of charity. But wine signifies the faith derived from charity, and all things that belong to it." What is faith from charity? Arcana 17:98 says, "Faith, in a general sense, is all the doctrinal teaching of the church. But doctrine separated from love or charity is only knowledge, which is of the memory. And this exists also with the worst men, and even with infernals. But the doctrine that is from charity, or that is of charity, is of the life. The life itself is the internal of all worship, and so is all doctrine that flows from the life of charity. And it is this doctrine that is of faith, which is meant here. He who has the life of charity is acquainted with all things of faith. If you will, just examine all doctrinal things and see what they are like and see what they are. Do they not all have to do with charity and consequently with the faith that is from charity? Take, for example, the precepts of the Decalogue. The first of these is to worship the Lord God. He who has the life of love or of charity worships the Lord God, because this is his life. Another precept is to keep the Sabbath. He who is in the life of love or in charity keeps the Sabbath holy, for nothing is sweeter to him than to worship the Lord and to glorify him every day. The precept, "Thou shalt not murder," is altogether of charity. He who loves his neighbor as himself shudders at doing anything that injures him, still more at murdering him. So too the precept, "Thou shalt not steal," for he who has the life of charity would rather give of his own to his neighbor than take anything away from him. And so with the precept, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," he who is in the life of charity rather guards his neighbor's wife, lest anyone should do her such an injury, and regards adultery as a crime against conscience, and such as destroys conjugal love and its duties. To covet the things that are the neighbor's is also contrary to those who are in the life of charity. For it is of charity to desire good to others from oneself and one's own. Such people, therefore, by no means covet the things which are another's. Not so they who are in doctrinal things and not in charity. These contend or argue about everything, and condemn all, whoever they may be, who do not say, they call it believe, as they do. From all this, everyone can see that love to the Lord and charity toward the neighbor are the internal of the church. Some questions. Why do you think Jesus first asked the woman to give him a drink, even though he was about to offer her living water? Can you think of other stories in the Word where the Lord first asks someone a question, even though he knows the answer? Does this happen in our lives? Can you think of a teaching in the Scripture or the doctrine that has been living water to you? These are usually the best truths to share with people who are thirsting. Just as wine comes from grapes, so faith comes from a life of charity, though it often seems as if a good life comes from faith. How can we help a good life lead to faith at home and at school? What's an example of a truth in which you have faith because you have seen it work in your life? How can we do a better job of teaching and practicing the Ten Commandments as expressions of love? How can we tell the difference between being rightly concerned for misleading ideas in society and in the church versus having a lack of charity, such that we contend about everything and condemn people with different beliefs and practices?